Is this pertinent to the joint order?
It's pertinent to the motion, the conference.
If you will, Ms. Tilbury.
Thank you so much. I think most of you know me, I'm Sharon Tilbury.
Why don't you come right up to the mic?
Greetings. Thank you so much. I'm Sharon Tilbury, and I think you all remember me. I came before you a year and a half ago with the demon that came out of the Fears on Planning Initiative. And recognizing that you have been getting a great deal of thought about all this, I do just want to mention what I think is an important fact, at least that I believe to be true. When the agreement was signed, and as others have indicated, it was signed by 38 of us, including myself, and I was one of the three co-chairs of that effort. The anticipation has been since then, that the Joint Planning Committee will take the constructs of that agreement and detail them and bring them back. But if the basic agreement is not ultimately approved by this committee, I think it is fair to say that those who signed it really would essentially be released from it, and then would have to reconsider whether to re-sign whatever it is that you come up with. People signed that agreement in the very specific terms of it, and I'll speak again about how hard and arduous and a great deal of compromise that went into that. So any basic changes to that construct, I think, would essentially release the signatures to that. And I just say that so that you would not be surprised and think that there was anything amiss if people chose to not retain their commitment to an agreement that had been altered by you in some major way. And I may be wrong in that, but I do want to at least raise that issue, because the timing of all of this was something that was deeply considered and discussed. So I think your motion, while I understand the intent and you know, the goodwill in it, is, I think, would be considered by some to be a major change in the terms of the agreement. So that's why I bring that up.
Thank you, Ms. Tilbury. I did not hear anything in the motion that would be intended to structure, to change at all the agreement that is before us. So I appreciate your concern. Recognize Senator Savage and then Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chairman, if I may. Yes. It's not my intention to make any changes in this agreement. My intention is to protract that portion that has been carved out for a court facility from others that were not involved. I believe everyone that served on that committee served in good faith, and I respect the, I don't have a problem with the agreement. What I have a problem is with those who were not involved making a big effort to prohibit any port facility on that 300 acres. And I believe it can be done. I mean, I've been through some of these forums back. I mean, one in particular that I remember, last armory, that the police protected my car because they had legislated plate on it.
I know the history. It's been so hard.
And I think, though, I just didn't want you to misunderstand my thought on it. I'm protecting the port. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative.
Thank you. Yeah. I want to clarify that too, as far as, so you're not talking about any changes to the,
no.
Are you thinking that the time and pace is a breach or whatever? You will. So the other thing is, Senator Savage, basically you're saying the committee accepts the agreement. I mean, does it say acknowledgement that this is the agreement that's in hand? I mean, did people go into this thinking that this is a time-sensitive? I mean, does it say that in the document that this offer expires in 24 hours? I mean, I think that's a fair question to ask, because unfortunately, the legislative process, good or bad, does not fill that quickly. So, you know, there's no guarantee that this is a subpoena.
I think maybe, you know, just for the
unclear. No, I think it's fair to talk about.
My sense is that there was my strong recollection was that we talked a great deal about whether to wait on the conservation component until a court application had been submitted and or approved. And the decision of the group was not to make that condition. So it was a substantive part of the discussions of the group that signed the agreement. And that's what I'm alerting you to.
Yes, okay.
And that's all. I want to alert you to the fact that that was discussed, and specifically by the Sears Island Planning Initiative, and was part of the contemplation of expectations around the agreement. And the agreement, I think, you know, and contemplated as you know, the process that had followed the Joint Use Planning Committee effort, and then in time, in fair time, bringing it forth to you. But I think the point I'm trying to raise is that holding in abeyance the easement and waiting until an application has been submitted and perhaps approved was essentially a term of the agreement that had been discussed and was decided not to hold it in abeyance. And please, if I'm wrong, you know, I'm a little gusty on this, but I ask all of you to confirm or not confirm that statement. And since I was a co-chair of that effort, I felt you should at least know my thinking on that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.